I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Minnesota's fishing opener is this Saturday, May 9th, a day that roughly 500,000 anglers eagerly await each year. And the fishing opener in Minnesota is sacred, especially for walleye anglers. For serious or even halfway serious fishermen and women in Minnesota, staying off the lake on the opener is a recipe for heartbreak. It's like a 10-year-old staying home on Halloween. Minnesota is the third most popular inland fishing destination in the country. There are approximately 1.5 million licensed fisher people in Minnesota, second only to the state of Alaska in resident fishing participation. The fishing opener usually corresponds with Mother's Day. To keep the peace in fishing families, our state legislature passed the Take a Mom Fishing Weekend law in 1989, allowing Minnesota mothers to fish without a license on opening weekend. And this year's Minnesota Governor's Fishing Opener was supposed to be May 7th through the 10th in Otter Tail County, but due to the pandemic, it's been postponed to 2021. In a state where walleye is king, many Minnesota anglers think of it as the walleye opener, but Saturday is the season opener for a number of species that reside in Minnesota waters, including northern pike, trout, and in some areas of the state, bass. The season for sunfish, crappies, perch, channel catfish, and a few less popular species is always open. For more information on fishing in Minnesota, dial up mndnr.gov/fishing on the interwebs. Baseball will be different this year, and there's really no way around it. Divisions will be altered in the Major League Baseball. The schedule is going to be shortened. Empty ballparks will become the new normal. While these changes are a necessity, Major League Baseball could use the current situation to permanently implement other changes, and there are going to be more than a handful of fans upset with any alteration to the fabric of the game. A lot of traditionalists out there. Realigned divisions with intermingling leagues this year will probably result in all teams using a designated hitter. Major League Baseball has been talking about a universal DH for a while now. Also, Major League Baseball is going to want to find ways to recoup some of the revenue from games lost in 2020, and expanding postseason is one way to accomplish that goal. Every major sport has more playoff games than the 10 qualifiers in baseball. The NBA and NHL each have 16 teams that qualify for postseason play, and the NFL currently has 14. And how about a neutral site World Series? They're talking about it. Although, as Twins fans, it would be tough to imagine the 1987 or 1991 World Series not taking place under the Metrodome's Teflon roof. Minnesota's home field advantage was real, with noise levels reaching the decibel level of some fighter jets. The Twins never lost a World Series game in the Dome. And really, I mean, the team might not have their two World Series titles without that home field advantage. While planning to play a full regular season schedule, the NFL has formulated a ticket refund plan for canceled games or those held without fans. In a memo sent to the 32 teams by Commissioner Roger Goodell, Goodell wrote that all clubs will have in place a policy under which, if a game is canceled or is played under conditions that prohibit fans from attending, anyone purchasing a ticket directly from the club, like season tickets, group sales, and or partial season plans, will have the option of either receiving a full refund or applying the amount paid toward a future ticket purchase directly from the club. As for the secondary market, the league received pledges from Ticketmaster and SeatGeek to make full refunds available for all ticket sales within no more than 30 days of cancellation. StubHub, however, will do so only where required by state law. The NFL releases the 2020 schedule Thursday night at 7. September 10th is due to be opening day, with the first full weekend of games September 13th and 14th. It was a year ago, May 2nd, that Gerson Rosas took over as the Minnesota Timberwolves decision maker. Since then, only Karl-Anthony Towns and Josh Okogie remain on the roster. Not much is going to change for the Wolves if this season is played out or not. And as of now, the Wolves, Golden State Warriors, and Cleveland Cavaliers all have a 14% chance at the number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft. Minnesota actually cannot have worse than the 7th pick. They have a 14% chance at first pick, 13.4% chance to get the second pick, 12.7% to be third. Fourth is 12% chance. Then it rises to 14.8% for fifth. Their best chance, percentage-wise, is a 6th overall pick. It's a 26% chance they'll get that. and a 7% chance at getting number 7. Timberwolves also own Brooklyn's pick, which would be the 16th overall if the season ended today. Minnesota's second-round pick is a 33rd overall. So with those three picks, the Timberwolves have the most value in the draft, and it's not even close. So what will Rosas do with those picks? He could use the top 7 pick and the 16th pick to trade for another star to combine with Towns and D'Angelo Russell. Or he could trade back or just keep all the picks where they are. Either way, it looks like the Wolves will be as busy at their draft as the Minnesota Vikings were at theirs. The NBA draft lottery is set for May 19th, and the draft itself is scheduled for June 25th. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.